Tucson and Southern Arizona, good morning to you. Happy Tuesday. It is October the 20th. We're rolling right through October. Welcome into the 1030 The Voice studios. I'm your host, Zach Yenser, for this hour of Tipping Point, daily in-depth news, conversation, and talk about the people, ideas, and issues shaping Tucson's future. Looking forward to being with you here in studio for the majority of this hour here this morning. You are my guest. We are looking forward to, at the end of the hour, we're going to have Steve Jones from Jones Photo in, your one-stop shop for learning how to take great photos and preserve them. A listener actually recommended I have Steve on. Steve is a sponsor of the show, but said, hey, we want to have Steve in studio to talk about how you have training and workshops for photography, and then how to, of course, preserve and frame them. So I'm looking forward to that. But in the meantime, we're going to kind of toggle back and forth between some national news and some local news. I want to start off here in a segment talking about what is concerning me, worrying me, questions I have as we are 2 weeks away from our election. There's something that just doesn't connect for me, and it's making me a little, it's not making sense, and it's a little uncomfortable, and I want to talk about that. Also, a business win or two for Tucson. I'll talk about that in the next segment. And then why I hope nationalizing local politics in Tucson ends in 2021. That's our show today, 790-2040. Our phone lines are open. We'll get to as many phone calls as we can and have a chat. These are always fun hours. So buckle up and let's get going. I've just been doing a lot of reading, a lot of watching, I've said this before on this show. I think a lot of radio hosts say, I've got a mic, and so for the next hour, the next two, the next three, however long they're on the air, I get to have the answers. And I've often said my approach is, oh, I've got a mic, I get to ask questions. and often you help me with the answers. And that's kind of where I'm at today. There's a lot that is not making sense to me about this 2020 election. And you can say, well, welcome to the club, Yenser. Where have you been? But I just went to bed last night and woke up this morning and went, something is not making sense. There is a lack of norms. We are more polarized and more separated statistically. This is data. You know, everyone says this is the most divided we've ever been. This is statistically actually the most divided we've ever been politically in a really long time. We know there's a lack of norms. We know this is not the way it's supposed to be. And if you know me personally, or you're listening to me long enough on the show, you know that I have somewhat of the same discomfort I had with the choices we had in 2016. For a variety of reasons on both sides, it's in many ways a difficult choice again, much in the same way that I felt in 2016. So what I'm about to say is not an endorsement of either side, but there's some things going on that doesn't make sense to me. I'm uncomfortable to some regard about the way that Facebook and Twitter totally shut down the New York Post story about Hunter Biden. You've all seen that out there, 600,000 some shares on social media. Now, I will say that I still think that news is suspect, right? The story about the Hunter Biden's computer, it was found it was found in a kind of a pawn shop, and Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani were involved. There's 50 former intelligence officials who have signed on to a letter saying that this is part of a Russian disinformation campaign, a la 2016 all over again. The FBI is like, oh, we haven't really looked into it, but we don't think it's Russian disinformation. I don't know what it is. And if you think you do, we're all probably wrong. But the fact that Facebook and Twitter, to varying degrees last week, shut down the story from being shared, shut down the story about Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, makes me uncomfortable on the principle. Do I want disinformation out there? Do I want truth and facts? Yes. Do I want mistruths and misfacts being shared? No. I'm uncomfortable with who gets to decide who gets to regulate that. Who gets to make the call on what is good news and what is bad news? And in the sense that Facebook and Twitter did it proactively, right? They didn't do the research and go, we have figured out this is Russian disinformation. We're going to take it down. They said, we're going to take it down. We're going to figure it out and we'll let you know. There's something about that that makes me uncomfortable. We're not entitled to our own opinions. We're entitled to facts. That's how I try to do my news and stories here. But I'm uncomfortable with who now gets to choose what is truth and what is not. And I'll be honest, I don't even know what is truth and what is not anymore. I really don't. If you sense me hesitating on the air these days, it's because it has never been harder, in my opinion, to sort through what is truth and what is not. You know, they used to say that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. If you stand for something now, you'll fall for anything. It's just the anything that your side says is the truth. We don't have objective truth anymore. We just don't. And if you figured it out, give me a call, 790-2040, or send me an email offline and help a brother out. I'm uncomfortable, with things like Savannah Guthrie. And again, this is not an endorsement of either candidate. This is completely, this is just an analysis. I'm not usually getting my opinions from Twitter. But I saw something on Twitter after the dueling town halls last week, where Trump and Biden were supposed to have a debate. It didn't happen. So they had two town halls at the same time. Joe Biden got George Stephanopoulos, and Donald Trump got Savannah Guthrie. And I like Savannah Guthrie. She's a local person. She's a Tucsonan, has ties to people that are still involved with radio here in Tucson. I have nothing against Savannah whatsoever. Look up to her as a local Tucson example of what can happen out of Tucson. It's a really cool story. But I am uncomfortable with journalists being prosecutors for either side. That to me is not the job of a journalist. So on Twitter, someone said, hey, if Joe Biden drew George Stephanopoulos as the moderator for that town hall, why didn't Trump get Tucker Carlson? And I thought, yeah, I mean, that is my question. Why did Joe Biden get a familiar and cordial face and Trump got a prosecutor? Now, you could say, well, that's because that's the only kind of moderator that worked for Donald Trump's style. And I wouldn't necessarily argue with that. But those were two very different town halls, two very different styles, two very different approaches. One, let the guy talk, and one, let's prosecute the case. I'm uncomfortable with prosecution. Or what about the fact that Savannah Guthrie was in that seat in the first place because Mr. Scully, who was supposed to be the moderator of a second debate, showed his cards that he wasn't bipartisan. We have a bipartisan commission selecting people who are not bipartisan or nonpartisan, right? This is not an endorsement of a candidate. This is not saying who is right or wrong. I'm just saying there are norms. There's a lack of norms. There's a lot of things going on that just don't seem to make sense. I listed a few other things. I saw on a friend's social media that George Bush got Hussein, that Obama got Osama bin Laden, and Donald Trump killed 200,000 people. And I'm like, well, what about al-Baghdadi? What about the fact that you don't hear about ISIS anymore? Why don't we hear about the president's foreign policy? Why don't we hear about historic funding levels for HBCUs? Why don't we hear about criminal justice reform? Let me turn the table on that one. Why don't we hear the president talking about those things? Now, I was telling a friend before I got on the show, I know this segment is going a little bit long, but I think this is important, just either because of busyness or I have stuff going on. I'm a pretty busy guy. I can usually only catch about 20 minutes of any rally, the president's or Joe Biden's. And so I'll put that out there. That I don't necessarily always watch one from beginning to end. But why don't we hear the president talking about al-Baghdadi? Why don't we hear the president talking about Azerbaijan and Armenia? Why don't we hear the president talking about Kosovo and Serbia? We don't hear the president talking about the Palestine issue. Why don't we hear the president talking about criminal justice reform in HBCUs? We saw it at the convention, but he doesn't talk about it. He's sticking with a few main tropes: suburban housewives, I've saved your neighborhood, high taxes, and health care. I mean, it's the same thing over and over and over again. So when I say I'm uncomfortable with, I see a lack of norms, I'm confused by what I see, I'm confused by what I don't see. This is a short list of me going, what is going on? Something is not right here. And I hope that the ship steadies at some point, because this is not the way it's supposed to be. And something is happening that I can't put my finger on, but it's just weird. And by the way, I don't think the polls are right either. Now, you know me, this is not an intro to, you know, the deep state, and fake media. I don't buy into that. I don't subscribe to that. Y'all know that. That's not where I'm going here. But something isn't right here. Something isn't sitting right. It's not working right. It doesn't make sense on many different levels. And I don't think you or I are going to know what to make of it, until the next 14 days is up. And if you're listening to me hoping that I have the answers, I don't. I don't have a read on this election. I don't know how it's going to end. I changed my mind on this thing just in terms of seeing polls and making a forecast multiple times throughout the day. Nobody really knows, and we're not going to know until November 3rd. And by the way, I just hope to God it's a landslide either way, because I don't think this country can take a tight race and a Florida a la 2000. Like, this country is not ready for 30 days of uncertainty. Not after this year, not after the last 4 years, not after 2020. I think as Americans, we need to hope for a landslide either way. And I'm not telling you which version of the landslide you should be hoping for. I'm just saying, I think we should hope for one either way, because this country is not ready for 30 days of uncertainty, is not ready for a Gore Bush type 30 years. Things aren't making sense. Things are not balanced. Things are not equal. And things are not fair. And I think as Americans, we should be looking at the next 4 years, whoever wins this thing, and ask, how do we not make it the same kind of 4 years? Because this is not right and it doesn't make sense. John, let's go to our first break, visit some sponsors. When we come back, we'll take some calls if and as they come in. Feel free to call in on this stuff. I also want to talk about a couple business wins that were announced here in Tucson and Come Back Local. And then in segment three, I'm going to talk about why I hope nationalizing local politics ends in 2021. Much more to go here on Tipping Point. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Trusted local news and talk all morning on 1030 The Voice.
With our workforce dispersed to home and the challenges of high unemployment, it's even more difficult to find the right people with the right skill sets. Leading companies are planning how to rebuild their teams and looking for critical talent now. Having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge and have positive impacts on time to hire, retention, and your employment brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and tune into Tipping Point every Thursday morning for advice and insights around workforce pivots.
Here we go again. The Tucson summer heat is upon us, straining our AC units and our budgets as energy costs go up, and we hope we can get just one more year out of our air conditioners. But did you know changing your AC system out now could drop your power bill by half? All while getting 10 years of warranties and guarantees. The team at Ultra Air Conditioning can get you taken care of with super competitive cost to install and up to $3,000 in rebates. They also have great financing options available. Don't wait. Call today, 392-8008. 25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's the 20 new startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just opened up, we're celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories and ideas of Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business. Hey Tucson, Zach Yenser here, and I'm excited to celebrate a business that is near and dear to my heart and making it through COVID-19 successfully. Decibel Coffee Works is excited to announce they are open again for your business from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the MSA Annex, just a block west of the 10 on Cushing and Avenida del Convento. Come on by for a quick cup of quality roasted hot or cold brew, or get free shipping when you order two or more bags of coffee online. Head to decibelcoffeeworks.com for more info.
I'm Steve, and I'm the manager at Jones Photo. The company's been around since 1947, so we've been in Tucson a long time. The services we offer for our customers are film developing, prints of any size. We work with film, we work with transparencies, we work with digital files, just about anything that you can make a print from. Our goal in servicing our clients is always to produce the best work possible.
Jones Photo, 520-327-9521.
Trusted local news and talk all day, every day. 1030 The Voice.
Tucson, welcome on back into the studio for this 9 o'clock hour of Tipping Point. I'm your host, Zach Yenser, and we're just getting started. I kicked off the hour talking about a few things that just aren't making sense to me 2 weeks ago. And those were things that cut both directions. And just my feeling that things are not the way they're supposed to be. Something isn't sitting right. I'm confused by what I hear. I'm confused by what I don't hear, and concerned about who gets to decide what we hear and why. Things are not the way they are supposed to be. I want to switch local here in a second, talk about a Tucson business win announced yesterday. Some quick thoughts on that. We are going to toggle between national and local news here today. But let's go to our phone lines here. Bunker's online too. Bunker, thanks for calling in. You are live on the air. How are you?
Hey, I'm glad you're doing this. That's something I always struggle with myself. But I've boiled it down to two things. There are two truths, universal truth and personal truth. Universal truth being, if you look at the east in the morning, that's where the sun comes up. It's the laws of nature, mathematics, those are pretty much universal truths. Or, you know, you can disagree with them, you can argue against them, but you're arguing against the wall. Personal truth is the things that we choose to believe, things that we, no matter what information we get, we come up with the same belief because that's the truth we want. Mm. And I think, and I agree with you, because when you're talking like with the media, Google, Amazon, whatever, the truths you're getting is the truth that they've decided are the politically correct truths that they want to stand behind and represent them. Now, one of the things that happens with us is a lot of educated people, and I consider you one of them, struggle with truth. But once they make up their mind, they use that education as a wedge to continuously advance their version of the truth. Now, I know this sounds like kind of like a rant, but I'll tell you, this should be the whole show, because this is, or do a whole show on it, because this is a topic that's tearing America apart.
Bunker, what a great call, and I think you put into words one of my concerns is that our media and what we consume today, in so many ways, it's catered to people's different personal truths. Based on what you want to hear, you can go find it. And it's one of the things that I struggle with, to be honest, here on the air. It would be so much easier for me to pick my own personal truth and back it up. You don't know how many days where I'm just like, you know what? That would be easy, and I wish I could do it. But I refuse to do that. I am on the lookout for what is the story behind the story. It's not my job to prosecute a case. My job is to help tell a story, and then you get to decipher what is going on. I try to help figure out what is that universal truth going on. But I think that's part of the problem today is you can go where you want to go to affirm your personal truth. And I think it's tearing the country apart. And I think we've got to change it. Bunker, that was a fantastic call. And I agree with you. I'll have to think about some smart people, smarter than me, to bring into the studio maybe to have a fuller conversation on this. But I don't think it's going to go away. Right. I think there's still a lot of people who look at November 3rd and go, November 3rd is going to solve our problems. I think the problems begin. I really think, and I'm not a doom and gloom guy, I think we're going to look back on November 5th, right, after the November 4th, you know, we recover and we process whatever happens. I think November 5th, we're going to go, man, we thought that, 2020 was crazy. The craziness continues. And I'm not sure we're ready as a community, as a people, as a country, for what comes next. Figuring this out, Bunker, is what comes next. And I just really appreciate you listening. I appreciate your call. I think you're spot on. I think you're absolutely spot on. Let me touch on this really quick here. Keeping an eye on our phone lines. You're welcome to give us a call here. But a little bit of good news I want to spotlight. Why not? WOW Studios, a Seattle-based luxury technical sportswear company. This is from their press release, whose award-winning team focuses on blending old-school design philosophies with modern innovation, announces today it's moved to downtown Tucson, Arizona, announces as its new headquarters. Now, there's a couple of things that are really cool here. One is, I talk constantly about a city's brand, and our brand as a community is very health focused, is very medicine focused. I think there's a health industry, there's a biotech industry. We have to not just say, hey, Tucson's open for business, which we should say, but not just that. We need to say, hey, we're pretty good for these kind of businesses. You create your competitive advantage. And I think a sportswear kind of health innovation company is on brand for Tucson, and they're going to occupy my favorite building in all of Tucson, One East Tool, my absolute favorite building. Go look it up. It's absolutely gorgeous in downtown Tucson. Now, I'm not going to make something up that's not here. I don't know this to be true. We might find out it's true, but we know that there is an exodus out of Seattle. By a number of companies who are just like, this is not sustainable for us anymore. We don't know what to expect. 2020 has been weird. We out. Now, I don't know if they came here to Tucson because of what they're not liking in the Pacific Northwest, which is just in trouble in a lot of ways right now. But no matter, we'll welcome them here to Tucson. It's going to create 50 jobs. It has the opportunity to grow. This isn't the end all be all. This isn't the silver bullet. But I've been saying on this show for how long now? Maybe pat ourselves on the back, John, you and I here. Been saying on the air, look, we keep acting like the world has shut down. The world has not shut down. I think there's going to be another big jobs announcement coming out in coming days. I think you'll see the press release. And if I'm right, we'll talk about it on the air. But business is not stopping. The world is not stopping. People are looking for what does 2021 look like. And I've said Tucson needs to be in the same boat. We're not just going to be able to turn the switch on and off and wake up, okay, we feel like we can move forward. Okay, world, how's it going? The world is happening. The world is moving. It feels like in Tucson we've stopped. But that's not because the world has stopped. And I think this is a picture of that too. People are making business and living and moving and working decisions. And I think Tucson always needs to be in a place to welcome that in, to talk about it, and to catalyze it. And so this is some good news here from Rio Nuevo, Sun Corridor, Arizona Commerce Authority, all that. We'll be back for our third segment after a break. See you in a minute.
CBS News at the top and bottom of every hour. 10:30 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
Tucson, if you're like me and my family, COVID-19 has made us take a hard look at our finances and financial planning. If that's you too, give my friends at MassMutual a call at 274-3749. They can help you navigate through these challenging times, integrate your insurance and investments with a purpose and a plan, and create a holistic financial strategy that works for you. Call them at 274-3749 to get started.
With our workforce dispersed to home and the challenges of high unemployment, it's even more difficult to find the right people with the right skill sets. Leading companies are planning how to rebuild their teams and looking for critical talent now. Having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge and have positive impacts on time to hire, retention, and your employment brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and tune into Tipping Point every Thursday morning for advice and insights around workforce pivots.
Hi, my name is Shanae with HR Resolve. Whether you are a self-employed individual or hire up to 35 employees, HR Resolve is your small business corporate office. We are locally owned, providing everything from general administrative and accounting services to payroll services and hiring. I started out just me, grew my company right here in Tucson, and want to help you succeed too. Call me and the HR Resolve team at 520-867-8384 to get started.
Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
Trusted local news and talk. 1030, The Voice.
Tucson, welcome back into the 1030 The Voice studio. I have one more segment here before we welcome in Steve from Jones Photo. And, you know, when you say something, I listen. My listeners say, hey, we love taking pictures of the beautiful Southwest and our urban landscape and our open land landscape. And why don't you have Jones Photo come in and talk about their workshops they do, and then, of course, how they can frame and preserve great photos. I said, that's a great idea. And so Steve from Jones Photo is with us here to close us out in a few minutes. When you say something, I listen as much as I can. So looking forward to a fun way to wrap up as the holiday season's approaching. Why not make beautiful landscape photos of our beautiful city, great Christmas gifts to your friends and family? That's a little bit in there too. So looking forward to that. We've talked a little bit about some of the things that are really concerning to me that aren't making sense as we're 2 weeks out from the election, and also talked about a business win for Tucson. And I want to finish up kind of the news portion of this hour talking about why I hope nationalizing local politics in Tucson ends in 2021. And I guess I've come to find out that a former U.S. Speaker of the House by the name of Tip O'Neill once made the phrase popular, all politics is local. And I guess ever since he started using that, former Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives, it's become a more popular common phrase. And I don't think it's true anymore. I think we have seen, and let's just make it very, very local. I think we've seen in Tucson, in the Tucson, greater Tucson region, that for a bit now, especially 2020, all politics is national. I am very concerned that we have nationalized politics at a local level. We've nationalized political issues at a local level. And I think both parties right now, just to be frank, are doing it in different ways. And maybe that frustrates me a little bit because I look at cities and towns and counties and municipalities as this really beautiful place where you can still get nuts and bolts things done in a common sense way that matter to real people in real ways. We pay Congress people and senators to do what they do. We have the luxury of not having to do that stuff at a local level if we choose to do that. And I think it's why, I think it's the other 90 charter cities and towns in Arizona. Okay, let that sit in. There are, I think, 91 charter cities and towns in Arizona. All of them except one run nonpartisan elections. Tucson is the only city in Arizona that runs partisan elections. Not only that, but Tucson's the only city among our western peer cities in the western U.S. that run partisan elections, peer being our same kind of size, our same geography. I think here in Tucson, on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat, we have politicized nationally local issues. And I think it's starting to really cut us down at the knees. I see it as we've dealt with major social issues, as we've dealt with political issues. Our folks in the seats of governance. I think we've seen this. We've seen 2020 be a year of focus on issues at the national level. And my conversation with Chief Magnus, I think yesterday, put in sharp relief that locally we've got to be focused on the mom and apple pie issues, which is, I've heard former Mayor Rothschild say this. He's on Bill Buckmaster's show in a couple of hours, but he goes, these are mom and apple pie issues. We have potholes to be filled. We have police to staff. We have parks to beautify. We have roads to clean. We have budgets to expand. We have key themes for the thriving of our community that should either not be politicized or be shrouded by national politics. And we're seeing them shrouded by national politics. On the Republican side, I've been asking this question for a minute now. And if you listen back to my interview with Steve Spain, he's the Republican running in District 1. I said, Steve, what is the Republican vision for the district? What is the Republican vision for Pima County? And most of the time, a competing vision. Pima County is a Democratic county. It's been held by the Democratic Party for a long time. But when I ask, what is the Republican vision? And no, don't just start at, you know, fiscal responsibility and potholes filled. Super important. I'm there. That's not a vision. That's execution. What is the vision for Pima County? When you look at Pima County in 20 years, what is the vision? And this is not a criticism per se. I don't think most people would say this is it. This is the competing Republican vision because it's shrouded in national politics. You know, everything right now ladders up to Joe Biden. Everything right now ladders up to Donald Trump, period, full stop. There's not a lot of local envisioning right now. When it comes to developing new and local candidates, when it comes to developing a local vision, when it comes to solving local problems, in this community, we're quickly putting that on the back burner, no longer making all politics local, but making all politics national, and the local issues get lost. I'll close with this. I was in a really interesting meeting with with maybe about 30 young future leaders, and there was this wheel of 18 issues. Everything from housing affordability to jobs to economic thriving to environmental issues, social cohesion, access to healthcare, access to food, 15 to 18 issues. And the first question was, look at that wheel. What is Tucson strong at? And out of those 15 to 18 issues, only three, the entire group could say, we've got some good things going on in those areas. The rest of the wheel, we're not even firing on partial cylinders. And I think a reason for that, partially, a reason why we have so much work to do in this community, which has so much potential, is that we've no longer made all politics local. We've made all politics national. And I hope that goes away in 2021. I hope we can refocus back on local issues. I hope our Democrats and our Republicans in leadership realize that at a local level, the job is to care about the local level. If you want to play in the national level, go do that. But at a local level, the job is here, the job is now, and the job is 20 years down the road on the mom and apple pie issues. And we've lost sight of that in 2020. We kind of expected it would happen. It can't happen in 2021. There's a little bit of a call to action. I am glad to go to break right now and come back with Steve from Jones Photo. We're going to talk about the one-stop shop here in Tucson where you can learn how to take great photos, you get advice for it, and frame and preserve them well. That's how we're going to close the hour out today here on Tipping Point. You're in 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk. We'll be right back.
Listen to the live stream and find podcasts of your favorite shows at kvoi.com.
25 years ago, the University of Arizona took a bold step of acquiring an industrial park in southeastern Pima County and transforming it into a university research park. This year, we celebrate 25 years of success at the UA Tech Park. Whether it's the 20 new startups at the University of Arizona Center for Innovation or the new tech park at the Bridges that just opened up, we're celebrating this anniversary year by telling the stories and ideas of Tech Parks Arizona, moving innovation at the speed of business.
With our workforce dispersed to home and the challenges of high unemployment, it's even more difficult to find the right people with the right skill sets. Leading companies are planning how to rebuild their teams and looking for critical talent now. Having a trusted and dedicated talent acquisition partner will give you an edge and have positive impacts on time to hire, retention, and your employment brand. Learn more by visiting yourtalentstore.com and tune into Tipping Point every Thursday morning for advice and insights around workforce pivots.
Why I love where I live. It's a brand and movement that began here in Tucson to spark gratitude and celebrate the good things about where we live. Like so many businesses, they had to make changes to their hours and operations during COVID-19. But I'm so excited to announce that they are now reopened for regular hours. Go to whyiloveWhereILive.com right now to see all the new products and offerings and plan a visit to their location at the MSA Annex on Cushing off the I-10 and Avenida del Convento. Why do you love where you live? Hey Tucson, Zach Yenser here, and I'm excited to celebrate a business that is near and dear to my heart and making it through COVID-19 successfully. Decibel Coffee Works is excited to announce they are open again for your business from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the MSA Annex, just a block west of the 10 on Cushing and Avenida del Convento. Come on by for a quick cup of quality roasted hot or cold brew, or get free shipping when you order two or more bags of coffee online. Head to decibelcoffeeworks.com for more info. Here we go again. The Tucson summer heat is upon us, straining our AC units and our budgets as energy costs go up, and we hope we can get just one more year out of our air conditioners. But did you know changing your AC system out now could drop your power bill by half? All while getting 10 years of warranties and guarantees. The team at Ultra Air Conditioning can get you taken care of with super competitive cost to install and up to $3,000 in rebates. They also have great financing options available. Don't wait. Call today, 392-8008. Support for this program comes from Vantage West Credit Union, a member-owned financial institution dedicated to the mission of making this community too strong to fail. Banks own you, you own us. Vantage West, member NCUA.
This is The Voice, 1030, Tucson's trusted news and talk.
Tucson, welcome on back in. I'm excited to pivot away from local and national news and issues to a conversation I've been really looking forward to with Steve Buckley from Jones Photo. Rather than me explain what Jones Photo is, this was a listener request. Steve, what is Jones Photo? How long have you been with the company and why are you here?
Well, Jones Photo is a photo lab. And they've been around since 1947 in Tucson. I've been with them for about 17 years all total. And I'm here to tell you just a little bit about the company and what you should be doing there.
Perfect. Yeah, and like I think I teased earlier in the hour, in advance of you coming into the studio, Steve, is this was a listener request, kind of an idea of someone who listens to the radio, knows what you do, and goes, man, I think other listeners would want to know about a couple things. One is you do workshops on photography.
We do. We teach a class on beginning digital photography.
Yeah.
So that if you've got a brand new camera and it doesn't make sense to you, we can explain it to you.
And we're not quite there yet, but in a few days we'll be under 90 degrees, which is when people start getting out onto the trails and out in our community. And what better way to learn how to take great pictures of our landscape, both urban and open space? You can do both at Jones Photo than this. What are some of the topics that you cover?
Basic camera instructions. We talk about f-stop and shutter speed. We talk about composition. We talk about when to use a flash and when not to. So it's pretty broad-based. It's meant for somebody who's new to a camera, and right. We try and explain it to them.
Right. What is and we'll get to this, I think, when we talk about the fine arts and framing and services side of Jones Photo here, Steve Buckley. But do you get a lot of people who go, yeah, I could take a great photo on my phone, but I really want to take photos with an actual camera and I really want to learn this fine art? Is that fine art still alive and well here in our community?
Yeah, there is quite a bit of art in Tucson, yes. And that includes photography. So the better the camera, everybody says, the better the picture. But to be honest with you, the picture is composed by the person behind the camera. Yeah. It's not what happens in front of it.
Right.
So whether you have an inexpensive camera that fits in your pocket or a real heavy one you have to carry over your shoulder, you can take a great picture with it.
Right. Again, before we get to this kind of the services side where you help to frame and preserve that art, however people come up with it. If someone wants to look at the schedule, maybe sign up for one of those workshops and really learn here as the season cools, as we get towards Christmas, and maybe it's a gift, how to take great photos of our surrounding landscape, where can they go to register, learn more, sign up, all that good stuff?
We typically have everything on our website at jonesphoto.com. Okay. You can also call our store on Country Club, mm-hmm. Ask questions, and we can sign you up that way as well. We have just started getting back into the classes again because of COVID-19. Right. Been a pretty heavy restriction on that. We've been trying to follow the same procedure that Tucson Unified has been doing.
Okay.
So they're just about ready, to go back to mm-hmm. class again, and we're going to do the same with our classes.
Perfect, perfect. So coming up, and again, just in time as the heat breaks and people want to get out there. And like you said, Tucson is a very artistic community, but a lot of people who really see our region as being a place to express that creativity.
Indeed.
What are the, I think 47 years you've said, or since 1947.
Since 1947, yeah.
Jones Photos exist in the community. What services do you provide? So let's say, again, either by a phone or a camera, people want to, turn those photographs into prints or calendars. They want to frame those. What's all the stuff that you guys do?
We do just about all that. We have the option to be able to print from just about anything, whether it's film, transparencies, or any digital file. And with that, we can make anything from as small as a wallet size print all the way up to billboard material if you wanted to. So it all depends upon your budget and how much money you want to spend as to what we can do. But we can make a gorgeous print. We can print on photographic material. We can print on watercolor paper. We can print on canvas.
Okay.
And then there's all sorts of mounting and displaying options that go along with all those.
Right. I'm just thinking, Steve, we're talking with Steve Buckley from Jones Photo. I'm thinking in terms of a listener. This is a loaded question, but one that I have, I'm sure many have. When I have printed photos in the past, before I knew Jones Photo, I would say Walgreens is often like a lot of people's experience of getting stuff off their computer, off their phone. What is the difference between what you do and maybe that? Why is yours better, higher quality, better for the customer?
Well, the main difference between us and a quick commercial lab like that is the quality control. Jones Photo has a high quality control, and we actually have somebody that looks at every single picture and makes adjustments to it to make the best print possible. If you're relying on a computer to do the automated end of things, it's not always going to look its best. And so that's the big difference, is we have qualified people. Some of our employees have been with us for more than 40 years.
Jeez, it's amazing.
It's amazing. We do have quite the depth of professionalism there.
So you have workshops to teach people how to take great photos.
Right.
You have photographic services to translate that into cards, calendars, prints, large and small, wallet size. Tell us about your framing capacity. You do custom-made frames, canvas float wraps, canvas gallery wraps.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
We've got a full framing service there at Jones Photo on Country Club. You can come in and choose from any style of frame that we stock. We can create it at just about any size that you're looking for. The cost will vary. The cost will start out fairly inexpensive for a simple frame style. And the more elaborate and more custom looking the frame is, you start dealing with some expensive woods, the price goes up for the framing material. But we can frame it. We can cut custom mats to go along with it. We can have several different styles of glass that goes along with it. Some of the glass that they make now, like the museum glass, it's actually the material that your glasses are coated with for non-reflection. And so the glass doesn't even appear.
Wow.
It just disappears when you put it up on the wall.
No way.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff.
Wow. I can't think of anybody in town that does the one-stop shop, so to speak, that you do, really beginning to end, again, from how to take a great photo to how to preserve and frame a great photo. I think one of the last things just to bring up would be also passport photos. I mean, you guys literally do just about everything.
We do.
Studio rentals coming down the pike as well, where people can maybe rent a space to
yep.
Maybe tell us about those two things, if people need a passport photo or need a space to take a photo.
The one good thing about Jones Photo with doing your passport is it's actually a photograph. It's taken with a professional camera, and it's going to look much better than you would have it taken if you'd gone to, say, any of the pharmacies. So starting right there, and then we can do any passport photo out there for any country. We have software that allows us to size the photograph to exact specifications for that country. And then everything else that we do around that is, secondary. But we do a lot of passport pictures.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe a little bit less now than maybe you used to.
You'd be surprised.
Really? Okay. Yeah. It's interesting. I just said in the last segment, there's just like sometimes this big impression that the world has stopped. Really hasn't. There's a lot of art being created. There's a lot of business happening, a lot of needs in the community that need the services that you have to offer. Steve, I'll turn it over to you, Steve Buckley, Jones Photo, here for our last 2.5 minutes. Anything we didn't cover that you'd like to share? Anything about your mission in Tucson you'd like to share? And then, of course, where can people either call you or come find you for any of these services?
Sure. One of the greatest things that we work with in the community is with the artists. We take their art and reproduce it. We can create a digital file from their custom art and then make more prints from it in any size or any style that they're looking for. Or if they're just trying to get it archived onto a disc or a flash drive, we do a lot of that. The main thing that we want to let people know is that Jones Photo has been in Tucson for a long time. And we are very entrenched in the communities. We try and do what we can for everybody that comes in. Including the people that are working on a really short timeline. If you have a need for a photograph to be reproduced because it has to be out the next day, we have the capability of taking care of that. We deal with a lot of the students in town. Believe it or not, film is still a marketable resource. There are a lot of young people that are experimenting with film. And so we both sell film and process film. We may be the last lab in Tucson that processes film.
Wow.
And then we can print from that. So we can do just about anything photographic. We also have a pretty good selection of camera accessories.
Okay.
We don't sell cameras per se, but we do sell the media cards and the flash modifiers and camera bags and tripods and those sort of things that go along with it. So we try and serve whatever we can for the community.
Incredible. 2901 North Country Club Road.
Yep, that's our lab.
Or 520-327-9521.
Correct.
People can give you a call and go from this conversation to telling you what they specifically need and how you can help. And again, you're a true Tucson company. Helping Tucsonans. I love the fact that we get to talk about you day in and day out here on Tipping Point and would encourage people to go and check you out and transfer all their photographic and printing needs over to you.
Yep. We're open from 10 to 6 Monday through Friday, 10 to 3 on Saturdays, and we're here to help you.
Steve Buckley, Jones Photo, thank you so much for this conversation. Thanks again. Best of luck to you.
And thanks for having
us. We'll talk soon. Absolutely. Tucson, that does it for us today. Hugh Hewitt coming up next. Bill Buckmaster at noon. We'll be back same time, same place on Wednesday for the next edition of Tipping Point. I'm your host, Zach Yenser. Take care.